I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's our Loud and Local Band of the Week. This week, it's Dirty Old Buzzard. Local Band of the Week, Dirty Old Buzzard. You want to find out how you can get their music?
Well, man, you gotta also love their bio because they said Dirty Old Buzzard's not for the faint of heart. It's loud, heavy, and relentless. So listen if you dare and beware of the old Dirty Buzzard.
Nice. You want all the info, go to the BJ Mix page of KISW.com. You want more local music, then tune into The Rock on Sunday nights at 8 o'clock. Two solid hours of great Pacific Northwest music. Bands like Dirty Old Buzzard. Happy Friday, everyone.
Thanks, buddy.
No Blue Friday, but Steve did say it. It's Pink Friday.
Damn straight.
Yeah. Everyone's wearing pink in here.
What is that you have on? Is that a cape? What
is that? That is not a cape.
It's a scarf.
It is not a scarf. It's a sarong.
What's wrong? It's very wrong.
I thought that goes between your legs.
Well, it goes like around the waist, but I thought it felt better going around my neck like a scarf. Because I didn't really necessarily want to wear a sarong, much less my wife's sarong.
Why are you wearing a sarong?
Because it's pinkish. And I don't have a shirt.
That looks like it's red.
It's kind of pinky, right?
I mean,
it's like a darker, like a darker,
like a
pink.
dirty pink.
Dirty pink. Yeah,
dirty
there we
salmon.
Go. Yeah, dirty salmon. That's a Crayola color. So
okay.
Can you dance under that name?
I will be now.
Can I ask a question?
Oh yeah, I mean you can ask anything.
Why
you want.
Why is it that whenever we do any theme thing at all, he can't seem to figure out a way to do it like the? I mean, why
do I have to do it like you? They said
why
wear
do you
pink
have to
today.
Wear pink?
I mean, I'm wearing pink. I got pink on my hands. I've got a pinkish sarong around my neck.
I know why, because Red put zero effort into thinking
that's
about
exactly
it until
yesterday evening.
Yeah, I bet.
My wife, I was like, hey, you got anything pink? And this is what I got.
What time did this question come up?
About 6:30.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Yeah, it's too late to go to the store.
Oh, yeah.
Why waste the money on something?
Totally.
How long has he been working on this show? Does he realize he's the zero effort king? I mean, I think that really is pretty much what it is.
I'm on brand.
You know, and I thought, you know, I thought the older he'd get, Steve, maybe he put in maybe 1% effort. Maybe I'd see 10% over the, but no, it's still 0%.
I just love this look.
I know. And this look is ridiculous.
I feel fancy.
Weird scarfy thing.
It's a sarong.
Okay, that too.
It's a sarong that he's wearing wrong. I mean, it's just like everything about it is just
I'm just shocked you don't have pink Crocs.
That would have been amazing. Or if you bedazzle them in some way, like you can put the croc inserts.
Yeah. Oh man, I actually have
pink letters and stuff. I could have wrote pink on my.
We could
crocs.
Have had a brainstorming meeting for you.
Oh, we should have.
But we should probably.
You know why? Here's why. Because we, Steve and I, just now put in 2% effort and came up with ideas. You got to put in something.
I guess that's true.
Yeah. Let's get to our contestant today.
All right. Hey, I think it's. We know
got,
who it is.
Yeah, we've got Jacob in Maple Valley. Jacob, are you there?
I'm here.
Woo! Excellent. Hey, all right, Jacob. Steve, get out of here.
Yeah. Goodbye. And take Rich Sarong with you.
No. I'm not touching that. It's keeping my neck warm. It's very nice.
Ugh.
For those playing at home, Jacob will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Jacob, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
What food company produces the cereals Count Chocula, Frankenberry, and Boo Berry?
Ooh, nice.
Ah.
The Great Gazoo is a character from what animated series?
That's nice, too. Oh, man.
Jacob, are you there?
No idea. No.
Okay. What country did Hawaiian pizza originate?
U.S.
No.
England.
No.
Hello.
Ah.
Which car manufacturer makes the Miata?
Mazda.
Yes. Gal Gadot plays which DC movie superhero?
Gal Gadot, yeah.
I said that.
Wonder Woman.
Yes. What year of the late 90s did Frank Sinatra die?
87.
No.
88.
No.
89.
No. Oh. In which decade was Robert De Niro born?
That's kind of funny.
60.
No.
50.
No.
40.
Yes. What popular diet cola first appeared in 1963?
Coke.
No. All right, well, 1, 2, 3 correct.
Jacob, that was not your best work, sir.
No, and you should probably buy a new phone or something.
Yeah, and the phone is not the greatest either. All right, you know, we're going to let you, we'll just put him on hold.
We'll see what happens.
That was on every level. I don't know what happened there, but yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you tell everybody pass, and for some reason they still forget to do it.
Well, he could have said pass. I couldn't hear him.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
I had to turn up my headphones, turn up everything to hopefully make that out. But
And I wasn't slighting you on the Gal Gadot. I think I talked over you, so I wanted to be sure he could hear that it was Gal Gadot.
Okay.
Yeah, that wasn't your fault.
Oh, okay.
That was Steve's fault.
I was like, what the hell? Are you nitpicking me already?
And no.
I did it right.
No, I was being goofy, and I feel like he didn't hear Gal Gadot.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
All right, Steve, go, man.
What food company produces the cereals Count Chocula, Frankenberry, and Boo Berry?
Hasbro.
Hasbro, no.
Yes, Hasbro makes the greatest
cereals there.
I don't know. Haribo.
No.
Haribo!
Gummy cereal?
Mars.
No.
What?
The Great Gazoo.
General Mills.
Yes.
Damn it.
The Great Gazoo is a character from what animated series?
The Flintstones.
Yes. What country did Hawaiian pizza originate?
That's from Canada.
Yes.
Nice job.
Which car manufacturer makes the Miata?
Mazda.
Yes. Gal Gadot plays which DC movie superhero?
Wonder Woman.
Yes. What year in the late 90s did Frank Sinatra die?
99.
No.
98.
Yes. In which decade was Robert De Niro born?
He was born in the 40s.
Yes.
Yes.
Which popular Diet Cola first appeared in 1963?
Diet Pepsi.
No.
Diet Coke.
No.
Diet Dr. Pepper.
No. Which sea is located in Israel and Jordan?
The Caspian.
No.
The blue.
No.
Blue
sea?
Yes.
Sushi.
That's right. the Sea of Tranquility.
No, it's still on the moon there.
Damn it. What did he do? How did
you
do?
3, 4, 5, 6. You win!
Oh, you're so
6-3. Right. Sorry, Jacob.
I'd say I'm sorry to Jacob, but he needs a new phone.
Yeah, his phone sucked, and he didn't pass. Or he could have passed, and we didn't hear it. We don't know. Another one bites the dust.
Bottom line is this, it wasn't a fair fight.
Bottom line is this, I won.
Yep, truth.
that is the bottom line.
Boom. You did
Stone Steve said so.
You did figure out General Mills. Congratulations.
You did say cola, right, Rev?
Yes, the popular Diet Cola that first appeared in 1963.
No, it's got to be Diet RC then, right? No. RC Cola. No.
Cola? Yes, it's a
diet.
Cola. And it doesn't have diet in the name. And it actually comes in a pink can.
I am lost.
Tab.
Oh, damn it. You're right.
Yep.
Good call.
Yep.
Calling it popular is debatable.
No, it was.
Oh, it was super popular.
Right. It was super popular.
Not anymore.
Well, not anymore. It's fallen off
my
old list.
My buddy drank Tab all the time, and then he had a little pee-pee problem.
What?
Because of it?
It made his wiener small?
No, it made it like he had to go have it all. It was bad
stuff.
Did
he have his wiener removed?
Yeah, I think he got the big C, I think. And I don't know. And we weren't sure if it was because he was drinking too much soda, and that's all he drank at the time. So we don't know if it was from that or not. Mm. But he drank. I mean, he would come into work with a 2-liter bottle of Tab for his air shift and finish the whole thing
all
the time.
Was he dipping his junk in it?
Well, remember, you have to go to the bathroom when you drink so much. He's drinking a 2-liter bottle on his air shift.
It's just a joke.
Oh.
Thanks for explaining it to me. Sorry, man. I appreciate you.
Yeah.
It was weird, though, man.
The only other miss, which sea is located in Israel and Jordan? It's the Dead Sea.
Dead Sea.
Yeah.
I feel like you ask that question a lot.
I don't know if I do.
I never get it right.
But anytime I ask for a sea, yeah, you always go with Sea of Tranquility, which I enjoy, but I know it's going to be wrong.
Well, it's just fun to say.
Yeah.
That Tab is a good question, Rev. Damn it. I was ready to be mad
There's
at you.
There's a bunch of those that you were really liking on that.
That's a really good question. I've forgotten all about
Tab. See, even the questions on Beat Migs is pink, just like my sarong.
Oh, okay. Hey, you know what? I'll give you that.
With on the text line, 7799, someone has a fun fact about the Hawaiian pizza question.
Okay.
It says it was originated in Canada, and it wasn't named specifically because there was pineapple on it. It was named Hawaiian pizza because that was the brand of canned pineapple that they used.
Oh, wow.
And the silly thing is that pineapple isn't really from Hawaii. Although they got the dole plant there.
Yeah, the dole plants are there, and you can get the...
Where are your pineapples from?
Originally?
Are they from Mexico? Yeah. I was someplace tropical.
Or maybe the pineapples in that Hawaiian can
aren't actually from Hawaii.
Oh, God.
That would be even funnier.
I'm not surprised if that's the case.
It's South America.
Oh, wow.
All right. Well, I had to go further.
That might be a
go further than Mexico.
Question.
Do it.
Well, congrats, Steve, on winning.
We won't remember.
Look at us. We're learning stuff about Hawaiian pizza.
Yeah. I would never have guessed Canada. I keep forgetting that's where it's from. I would have guessed everywhere but Canada.
And then when you ask a Canadian what Canadian bacon, like, about that, they're just like, yeah, we don't call it that. We just call it ham. We don't know why you guys refer to it as Canadian bacon.
Yeah, I don't understand it either. Is it just maybe the way it looks is why we call it Canadian bacon? I don't know.
I don't know. And why would it? And none of it makes sense. I'm sure maybe the textures know, but.
Well, when you're American, when you start making names
when
for
you
things,
don't get something, you just blame Canada?
Well, wait, French fries, Canadian bacon, like we just, instead of just calling it what it is, we go, well, that's not what we have in our country, so it must be this. And we go, French
Italian
fries, Canadian
sausage,
bacon.
Sausage, all those things, yeah.
Yeah, they call Italian sausage in Italy.
They probably just call it sausage, right?
I don't know, but one of the brands of the vegan sausages that we get is a Beyond Meat, and they have an Italian, with a spicy Italian. And I always like that, because I'm like, yeah, that's right, I'm eating my spicy Italian.
A little peek inside Steve's private life.
Oh, yeah. Anything that makes me giggle like a juvenile, I'll purchase. And it's delicious.
Yeah.
That, too.
And your wife also eats your spicy Italian.
That's right.
You probably even get even worse. Probably even worse when she has some.
Just, you mean like an extra helping of that spicy Italian?
And she'll be like, calm down, cowboy. Sit over there.
So, yeah, we've got more in the fridge. I'll just go with that.
And you're like, oh, I had other plans.
Oh, indeed.
I know. Wow. Hey, you know what you could do?
What do you think, if anyone from Canada's like, hey, would you like some of this Canadian bacon?
They should.
I'm
they
sure probably. There's a Steve Miggs somewhere up in Canada that says that, Steve. There's going to be a hockey guy up there somewhere.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, my friend Swampy. He probably does that.
Oh, Swampy.
Yeah.
It's a great name.
Where did he get that? I don't want to know.
No, I'm pretty sure Swampy gets that name probably because of the fine aroma that follows him around, right?
Yeah, he's a good man. Okay. I don't honestly know where he gets the nickname. He smells fine to me, but I don't have much of a sense of smell, and I've only played hockey with him a few times.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to figure out how you could get the nickname Swampy in your life. There's moistness has to be involved, right?
I just know I was at a tournament, and I met him, and I'm like, what's your name? I'm Steve. He's like, oh, I'm Swampy. I'm like, you and I are going to be friends.
Yeah. Wow, and he actually says, hey, man, I'm Swampy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's, you know what? He's owning it. I think I wouldn't, I don't know. You know what you could do? You could own an iconic piece of our childhood, which is cool, and it's only going to cost you $250,000. What is it? I'll tell you at 7:17.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rock. 99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, for a lot of us, I know for me, this is a pretty big part of my childhood. The figures of Rudolph and Santa from the classic 1964 Christmas special, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, they're hitting the auction block, baby.
Interesting.
I mean, really, I've known this thing my entire life because I was 4 when it came out, and so that's when I started probably being aware of stuff and remembering in my head. So all I can think of is every Christmas I would watch this. It was one of my favorites.
That, Frosty the Snowman, I know you have issues with snowmen, so you probably didn't watch that
one. Yeah, Frosty was tough because it brought back trauma.
Right, it was trigger warning. 100%.
Well, would you like to get both Santa and Rudolph right now, Steve? You can get the pair. Right now they're saying about $250,000. That's what they're expecting.
Whoa, get out.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is that I know it's not a cartoon, but I just didn't even think it was an actual prop.
Oh, yeah. It's the, you know, it's made of, it's 6 inches tall, Rudolph. Santa's 11 inches tall. And they're made of wood, wire, cloth, and leather. And Santa's beard?
Mm-hmm.
Yak hair.
Ooh, yak hair?
Fancy.
Yak hair. What the hell is a yak hair?
Hair from a yak.
A yak.
What the hell is a yak?
It's a creature.
It's like a buffalo-ish type thing.
Oh, okay.
It's a creature.
Yeah.
I didn't know you didn't know what a yak was.
No.
Wow.
Never heard of a yak?
I don't think so. Okay. Yak attack.
No, that's all you gotta.
Yakety yak.
How about this? I heard of that. There it is.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know those were called yaks.
Yeah. They look
I thought that was just a bull with a bad hair day.
Yeah. So,
That's like a pandemic bull because they didn't get
his hair done. Oh, because he didn't get his hair done.
His hair done.
All right. I'll give you that. Rudolph's nose, by the way, still lights up.
Whoa.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's impressive. What kind of light? They probably have to change the bulb, right?
You know, you're asking the wrong guy. Yeah. I have no idea. and after, so this is about over 50 years old, and you can still move Rudolph and Santa like the original animators did. So they are still movable.
Dude, if I'm dropping $250,000 on this thing, I don't know if I'm touching it at all.
I am making the dirtiest stop motion video possible.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta
get your money back, right?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if Clarice is part of it where Rudolph and Clarice can get busy. I don't know if
check out Santa and Rudolph's OnlyFans.
Okay, that's. I don't want to see that.
I'd finally subscribe to an OnlyFans if that happened.
Yeah, the Team America people would have to get involved in this.
Oh, hell yeah.
They should buy it and just basically make a new one.
Matt and Trey, they've got the money.
Yeah, do it.
Dude, I don't know. I'd rather $250,000. I think I'll just drop $39.99 and go to Home Depot and get like a blow-up reindeer.
Yeah. Or a stuffed one.
That's true. Yeah.
Well, that's what he's going to get the blow-up reindeer for.
Oh, gotcha. Cool. Thank you.
I don't mean blow-up like that, BJ.
Get
your mind out of the gutter.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think you plug in and blow up.
Inflatable.
Oh, I think that's exactly what you're talking about.
You plug say in inflatable, blow. I say blow up.
Fair enough.
Same difference.
And you both want to plug it.
Yep, plug it
in. That's really what's important. The Staten Island collector, so there's a guy that had this who's parting with it. He says he wants something to leave to his grandchildren. He said, I always said I would die with the dolls, but I'm putting my family first. So that's why he's getting rid of this. So he had these.
I wonder how much he spent to get them. What's the markup on something like this?
Yeah, I don't know when he got them. It doesn't say in the story how much he paid and when he got them.
And how did he use them?
Well, he said he was going to die with them, so who knows what he was doing with them.
Well, you keep them locked up in like a vault, or was he like putting them on display every Christmas?
I got to be thinking.
That would be great.
I feel like that should have been done. You're right. I would. Every Christmas, they'd come out.
Yeah, I mean, even if you put like a glass case over it so you could protect it from like getting dust or some idiot
or children
touching it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So $250,000 he wants to give to his family. That's nice.
Mm. That's a good chunk of change.
Yeah.
Is he going to get it? You think someone's going to drop 250?
Oh, yeah.
Did you say 250 each or 250 for both?
For the fair. It's a bargain.
Oh, it's only 125.
Yeah, it's only 125.
Oh, what am I thinking?
There's a Paul Allen-y kind of guy out there that will buy this for like, really, Mopop should have this, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that would be a great Christmas exhibit.
Yeah, like having all that stuff, because you think of all of those shows, the Heat Miser, the Frost Miser, I hope those guys are somewhere. Winter Warlock, I hope those people are somewhere.
Winter Warlock, I didn't even know about that one.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're all, well, Winter Warlock was, Santa Claus is coming to town, you know.
Yeah.
And so, like all of those guys, you know, they put one foot in front of the other.
Who's the little kid that wants to be a dentist, Herbie?
Yeah, that's right, he should be involved. The Bumble? What about the Bumble?
I don't know, Bumble.
The Abominable Snowman.
Oh, that'd be pretty sick.
Yukon Cornelius?
Yukon, yes.
That's the one I want.
Oh, yeah, you can have him.
He's cool.
I think of all the ones, I'd want Heat Miser.
Oh, Heat Miser rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He rocks.
Mr. 101. I love that guy. All right. Why do I still have spots in my brain for that? That's why I can't remember the important things.
You don't even know your brother's middle name, but you know every character in the Snowman show.
Now you know why my brother's middle name had to take a pass.
Only his middle name was Heat Miser.
Yeah.
Or Bumble.
Yeah, Bumble is that's what it is.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So listen, man, if you know somebody that's got crazy money, the figures of Rudolph and Santa from the classic 1964 Christmas special, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, they're hitting the auction block, and for only $250,000, that's pretty good. So based on this, maybe it's not Rudolph or Santa you want, but maybe there is that one prop from a movie or TV show that you would love to own. What is it? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. We'll take your calls or texts after Rage on the Rock. 99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. The figures of Rudolph and Santa from that 1964 classic Christmas special, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Red-Nosed Reindeer. Jesus. The Red-Nosed. They are hitting the auction block, and they're expected to fetch up to $250,000 for both Santa and Rudolph. And I won't lie, that would be a really cool thing to own. But I'm not going to spend that much on that, that's for sure. But there's
probably take financing.
Yeah, you're probably right. So how about you? What's that one prop from a movie or TV show you'd love to own?
Sell your house and just get that.
Yeah, that's a good idea. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Paul in Bremerton. Paul, you are on the Rock.
Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. What's up, buddy?
And greetings, fellow H-holes.
Yo. Oh, well, that's a blast from the past.
Yeah, baby.
What you got for us, buddy?
Okay, this wouldn't be for me, but this would be for you, BJ.
Oh,
if I had the money, I would buy the captain's chair for Star Trek, Tiberius, James T. Kirk's
nice
chair. I'd buy it for you, buddy.
Aww. I feel like Paul Allen owned it. I don't know if he owned a replica or if he actually owned the
real deal.
I remember
seeing that, yeah.
Yeah, so.
He did own the original, and now it's in a museum.
Yeah, dude.
We got to steal it.
Yeah. Is it still in Mopop somewhere, or is it in another museum? I don't know.
I think if it would be anywhere, it'd be there, right?
Yeah, because that's where I saw it.
I'm not sure exactly where it is, but I know it is in the museum.
Well, that's awfully nice of you, Paul. I mean, rather than take care of your family, if you ended up with the kind of money that it would get to get Kirk's chair, you'd get me that. You're a great guy.
Oh, screw my family.
There we go. That's right. Hey, Steve, you don't need that blow-up reindeer anymore.
No, I don't.
Screw his family now. Yeah.
You guys have a good day.
All right, take it easy, Paul. Yeah, that's...
someone just texted in the briefcase from Pulp Fiction.
Oh,
you put a light inside of it? That'd be awesome. And then have your friend dressed as a gimp.
Wow, you know what? The briefcase is leading to some great cosplay. I love it.
I like this one. I want the fake dong that Mark Wahlberg had in Boogie Nights. Imagine the fun you could have. All of a sudden, bam, big dong on your shoulder.
Bam.
Okay.
That's an interesting prop. Are you sure you didn't write that in yourself, Steve?
I mean, look at that is my number. Yeah, sorry about that. I texted myself. I didn't know that.
I mean, really, outside of you, I don't hear a lot of people talking about Boogie Nights.
It's an epic scene.
I know it is, but
all of a sudden, there's Mark Wahlberg with this ridiculous package.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Outside of you, I really haven't. So you have some texters that share your
I'm not the only one that thinks it's a great movie. Have you ever seen it?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely an intense
movie. It's a classic.
It's intense. It's not exactly, I mean, you know, it's not a happy movie.
No, but it's an interesting story. It's a cautionary tale.
Yeah, it's a cautionary tale. If you've got a package that's really amazing, be careful.
Somebody said, how about the original map from the Goonies?
Oh, the map, yes. Okay, that's cool.
And this one was brought up a couple times, the leg lamp from A Christmas Story. Someone said, I have a replica of it, but I like the real thing. I'm thinking, if you're going with A Christmas Story, wouldn't it be awesome to have the Red Ryder BB gun?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I pull that out, people would be pumped to shoot it.
I still want one of those. Like, to this day, I just want to go out and see if I can shoot some of the burglars.
I just want Ralphie's glasses.
Ralphie's glasses?
Yeah. Didn't he break his glasses? I want the broken glasses. Because, I mean, that just goes, that's the cautionary part.
Pretty good.
Somebody, like, with a gun on one end and then the broken glasses on another end would be,
and then the soap that his mouth was washed out with.
Right.
Just go with all that stuff.
Yeah.
An entire wing of your house just for the Christmas story.
Yeah,
that'd be so cool.
That shouldn't be too much. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to David in Issaquah. David, you are on The Rock.
Hola.
Hola, Dave. Oh, don't forget the men's room afternoons right here on The Rock. What do you got for us, buddy?
So I am a super huge Star Trek nerd. I actually have a tattoo of Patrick Stewart on my arm.
Oh, really?
I would love the set of the bridge of the Enterprise.
So at my house. You're talking Patrick's Enterprise?
Yes, the Enterprise D, sir.
Yeah, that's I have that as my Zoom background. Does that count?
Close enough.
It is pretty awesome, I have to say. Every time I go on Zoom with this thing, everybody who's like anybody, a friend of mine, goes, oh, damn, that's awesome, because they see me right there. It looks like I'm right where Data would be sitting at the controls, just like waiting for the captain to tell me what to do.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
You're on the con.
And it looks like a really luxurious living room. You know what I mean? The at least that particular bridge, as opposed to Kirk's bridge, that one really looks like you could lounge around, leather chairs. I mean, you know, it's definitely a lot more relaxed than the old school Kirk and Spock bridge.
Well, he's a little older. You know, he needs to rest more. Probably takes more naps.
Yeah.
Someone texted in, Happy Gilmore is my favorite movie. I want that Odyssey golf putter hockey stick.
That was awesome.
And then speaking of Adam Sandler, somebody said, how about the thermos from Hubie's Halloween?
Is that a big thing?
Yeah, it's kind of like an Inspector Gadget type thing. So he uses it for soup, quote unquote, but then he like it transforms into anything he needs. It's kind of like a Swiss Army.
Whoa,
thermos.
Spoiler.
Oh, okay. That's kind of fun.
I didn't know it was that kind of movie.
It's crazy.
Whoa.
Yeah. Another person, I want Hubie's thermos from Hubie's Halloween.
There you go.
Look at the Hubie's Halloween, which was supposed to be an F.U. joke of a movie, and now people are quoting stuff from it. That's amazing.
Well, it wasn't supposed to be. That was just a rumor.
Oh, I thought we had a quote of him actually saying that.
No.
That I'm going to make a bad movie
And this is the second time we've corrected you about that.
He never said that?
There was a rumor that people were speculating because he said that he was going to make a bad movie if he doesn't get Uncut Gems, doesn't get an Academy Award, but he never said that Hubie is the bad movie.
Oh, but did he actually say that, though? Was that true that he actually said, I'll make a bad movie?
I'm pretty sure he said he'll make a bad movie.
Oh, and I just assumed.
But people just assumed that it's going to be Hubie.
Well, if it's not Hubie, what's it going to be? Oh, now I'm really excited.
Just joking.
All right. Well, I don't know. Maybe. I mean, you know, with Adam, you never know. All right. That's awesome. Tom in Bellevue, you are on The Rock.
Que pasó, amigo?
Que pasó?
Oh, que pasa. There we go. I didn't know what was happening.
Que pasó?
Yeah. I was like, all of a sudden, I thought like I changed the language in my ears.
Oh, my God.
What's happening, Tommy? Yeah.
I got some figurines that I collect, and I'm also sports, but I would have to go with the Superman figurine on Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, that particular one that he had at his apartment.
Yeah.
That's a fun backstory kind of thing, too, to have in your house. Like, you have the inside joke of a Jerry Seinfeld, entire show.
Yeah, he put it somewhere different on each movie, on each scene. Always put it somewhere different, and we'd look for it, and I think I'd like to have that to go with my collection.
Nice. And Steve, I appreciate the call, Tom. You say it's an inside joke. I don't know if I know this.
Yeah, he always worked a Superman character into every scene of Seinfeld.
Not every scene, but
every episode.
Yeah, every episode.
Really?
There's a Superman figure somewhere in his apartment, or like, is it a figure, or is it just like any kind of Superman imagery?
I thought it was either a figure or a reference.
Oh.
Because if you watch the show, there are a lot of like Superman references.
Mm-hmm. Damn. So I didn't realize he was that big of a fan.
Yeah, it's really fun to watch it.
Yeah, I don't know if he's a big fan or if he just thought it'd be funny. I have no idea what the backstory was, but there was always a Superman reference in an episode of Seinfeld.
Wow, I remember the figure, but I didn't realize he had something in every episode. That I did not know. I probably did. I forget everything in my life. Maybe I did know.
I know it's your son's in the room.
Oh, all right. Joey D's nuts.
See what he would like.
I want
the hot tub from the hot tub time machine.
Even if it doesn't work?
Even if it doesn't work.
Spoiler alert, Steve. It doesn't work the way you think it should.
Oh, come on. It's based on a true story, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, okay.
But wouldn't it be awesome if, like, every once in a while you got all your friends together and all of a sudden you got transported back to any time?
See, he wants it to work.
Yeah. No, see, that's not working, because if I could choose, it would just be a time machine.
Yeah.
It has to take you somewhere back that you don't know where you're going.
Okay.
Oh.
So it's like an adventure.
Okay, so this is, I see. This is a broken time machine.
It's still functioning as a time machine.
Yeah, Joe, I want the Infinity Gauntlet so I can snap away half of the population of the galaxy.
Right, even if it doesn't fully work, it's still doing something.
But they have to fix it to something that you have to fix still work. I don't know. I'm kind of torn on this one.
Wow, this is an interesting conversation. I'm glad he's my kid.
Do you drug test as a parent?
Yeah. You know what? We really should start in my house.
Fine. I'll just take a hot tub then. It can work.
Right. There you go. And then if Craig Robinson ever comes over, it'd be a great little moment.
Oh, yes.
He could play the piano or whatever.
Or Rob Corddry, too. Well, all those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take. Well, that's not for sale, as far as I know, but how about the house is for sale, a very iconic house in California's San Fernando Valley. It is the house from Fast Times at Ridgemont High, the Brad and Stacey house. That's where
the Linda, bathroom scene was?
Yeah, that's exactly where we're.
Does
Brad,
it come with the pool and the woman coming out of the pool?
Yeah. Well, and also
probably
you're going to
the pool,
and you're probably going to have to basically hazmat the bathroom, because that's of course where Brad was having a moment as he watched Phoebe getting out of the pool. The house was listed for $740,000. That's only what about three or four sets of Santa Rudolph figures,
right?
Yeah, that's it.
And I don't know what that is in comparison to other homes in that area.
Probably not much at all. I mean, really, California?
Yeah.
I feel like everything's $700,000 in California. It's like around here. Well, there you go, kids. You can own anything you want. Rudolph and the Jerkin House in down in California.
Is that what it's called?
The Jerkin House.
Yeah. Well, that's because the name of the family. They were the Jerkins.
Yeah, the Jerkins. That's it. Yeah, that's what it was.
Ron and Sheila.
Ron and Sheila.
Sheila Jerkin, huh?
Hey, this woman lost her job. And why did she lose her job? Well, for being in the new Adam Sandler movie. That's why she lost her job.
Stupid movies in the news all the time.
I don't understand this at all. But you're going to find out at 747 on The Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.